Okay, so tell me what happened from night when you guys got the call.
So we're already on EMS call off Las Robles. CO was coming up. We got a TC response order on that. So we pulled over, got dressed, came up Duesenberg, saw a cop go by us, pulled up, saw the truck there like it was a normal TC. The guy was already out, and then we were getting ready to get out. I saw that was he cutting himself? Looked like he was cutting himself. Mm-hmm. And so I saw the cop draw, and then I hopped out. I went to the back, and then I went to back the engine, and then started hearing the popping, and I was behind the engine the whole time.
Okay. So when you guys showed up, you guys were originally where?
We were basically right here. The rescue was over there. When we first came up, we're probably where maybe AMR is. And we backed up to where we are now.
Okay.
A little bit more.
And you were riding in the back of the rig?
Yeah, I was riding in the back.
Okay.
I was facing forward. And like I said, I saw the guy come out. Looked like he was cutting his arm. Mm-hmm. And I saw the cop draw his weapon. And I was already getting out the back of him because we needed to get back up.
Okay. So when you saw the guy cutting on his arm, where was he at? Where was he standing?
Basically, he was right at his back bumper on the driver's side.
Okay.
Kind of on the, maybe the Charlie post or whatever, but yeah, right on the back fender side bumper area right there.
Okay. And then where was the deputy at when you saw him?
Deputy was basically kind of where he's parked right now. That was it right there.
Okay.
Yeah, his hand and his weapon pulled. We saw that. Because I saw him cutting, and then I saw him pull his weapon because we were getting out. And then like the other guy, the intern we were with, he was already out getting the gear. And then I ran back and like, hey, they got their guns drawn. I'm backing them up. And I started backing them up. And Aaron and I pulled up. And I'm like, hey, hold up. And they kind of backed up too.
Okay. How long do you think you guys were up there before you started backing out?
30 seconds maybe, something like that, really quick.
And how many deputies were up there?
There was probably three, I think, something
okay.
like that, yeah.
And did all of them have their guns out? Or?
I saw one.
I saw one.
Yeah, because he was kind of like this, and the other two were on the other side.
All right.
So.
And then when you got out of the rig, did you hear anything that they were saying or anything?
No, I just kind of heard like yelling, but I didn't hear anything. Yeah, couldn't make out or anything.
Okay. So then you helped back up the rig, and then what did you do after that?
Then I just, once his gun was dry, I hung up behind the rig, because I assumed that, I thought they were going to take him to custody or whatever they were going to do, tase him or whatever. And then I started hearing the popping and stood back there, and I'm like, oh, sounds like they're shooting him.
Okay.
And then we probably waited back there maybe 5-8 minutes, and then they called us in and went up.
Okay, so from the back of the rig, you couldn't see anything that was going on?
I couldn't see anything because I was literally behind the rig. I was just waiting for them to call us. So.
Okay. How many gunshots do you think you heard?
Probably like 10, I can imagine, something like
10.
That. Maybe more, yeah.
Okay. So then after they call you up, what were you doing?
So they called us up. They had him handcuffed. I was asking to get out of his handcuffs. We patched him up to see where he's at. He had a PEA, which is not livable rhythm. He didn't have a pulse, but he had like a 54 on his PEA, which is something that we might work out. So we had him handcuff him, put him on the backboard. We stripped him, put a headband on him. We're going to start working him up, but then I'm like, hey, let's hook him up again, and saw that he had nothing, no pulse, so then we called him.
What kind of injuries did you see on him?
Multiple gunshot wounds. His forearm was destroyed. He definitely at least 2 or 3 in his chest. He had one in his leg and his arm. I saw at least six. Gunshot wounds, yeah.
So, okay. So when you say his arm was destroyed,
it looks like it shot his arm. You can see the fascia and everything coming out, and look like it shot through his arm.
Okay. Which arm was it?
I think it was his left arm.
Left arm.
Yeah.
Okay. So then you guys didn't get a rhythm, and then what happened?
Once we get a rhythm, we do our 606, which is basically we took them to the pads, look at the pupils, listen to the breath sounds, lung, heart tones, and then after that we call them. And then the AMR medics, the one actually called them, and then him and Drew, because Drew's doing his internship right now, so he kind of ran the thing. So that was it. And just like we said, we stripped his clothes to see what his injuries were, and then once we saw he was going from 54 to 20 to basically a Sicily. So.
Okay.
And all right. Our rule is 20 minutes, so like a traumatic full rest, something like that. Get 20 minutes transport time, so like when we're on scene to, can we make it to the hospital in 20 minutes if he has some viable pulse or anything like that, we didn't, so that's what we called it.
Okay. So you guys roll up, you're there, the guy's over on the passenger or driver's side of his truck.
Yeah.
And you see the one deputy standing out here.
Yeah.
By the car in the middle.
Yeah, about where he's at. Okay. He's kind of behind his door, his gun is drawn, kind of saying something to him, yelling at him, and then I didn't hear much because I was in the rig, and I came out and backed him up, and then we got back there, sat back there until started hearing gunshots.
Okay. Anything else you can think about?
No, that's pretty much it, because I didn't see anything. Like, those guys were in the front seat, and I came back, so I didn't get to see anything.
Okay. All right.